Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
We are calling Jess Batty.
Big Bats.
The Big Bat.
Yeah. JB. Oh my God, it's Justin Bieber.
It actually is Justin Bieber.
Hit call. Let's do it.
So the thing about Skype is.
So the thing about you not organizing the phone number. Hang on. No, I'll just pretend. Do, 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 bloop, bloop. Do, 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 blah, bleep, boop, bop, beep, beep, boop. Beep, bop, bop. Beep, bop. Live this in. My ringing worked.
Jess, how you doing?
Hi. What happened before?
Hello, Jess.
Someone who will remain nameless was dicking around with Skype. And it didn't quite work as well as I'd planned.
But hey, no, we loved and lost.
Let's not
good.
Point fingers, especially in Longriston. Sorry, is that the name of your town?
Yeah. It's barely a town. It's like a street. It's basically a village.
Oh my God. What do you do there?
Well, it's just outside of a big town. We literally just moved house like a week ago.
Congratulations.
But we both work from home.
Oh, cool.
Just living the dream in Longriston.
Yeah. I love Longriston in my new house as well.
Yeah, that's what I've heard apparently. Jess, thanks for being an absolute legend. Will you approve today's podcast?
Yeah, of course I will.
You.
Hi, this is Jess from Longriston and I approve this podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yesterday, Tony claimed she was going to have to move house. Mm-hmm. I too will also be moving. Why don't we swap and then we can have a clean break?
Should we do wife swap and you live with Torbs and I live with Bridget?
Yes, that's quite fun.
Torbs
and I will just be dominating Nando's. You and Bridget will be dominating sourdough. Yeah.
Hang out with Mabel.
Yeah, hang out with Pip.
That actually sounds great.
Let's do it.
We should do that.
Write that down.
Sounds really fun.
I'll tell you why that. Oh, I don't need to do it. I now want to do it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you why I thought of this coming up soon. But first, it's time for another edition of What Keeps You Up at Night. Which is slowly becoming my new favorite segment.
It's very good. And I think it just unlocks these really like hidden parts in your brain where you go, well, that's never happened to me, but this has. You know, like other people's misfortune reminds you of the shit things that have happened to you.
But at least laughing at someone else is nice.
Yeah, it is.
It is really nice.
Well, it just makes you feel like, I think you said this last week, part of the fucked up community that we have here with the Tarpers.
Yep, and no one's more fucked up than Hayley.
Poor Hayley.
Hayley worked in customer service at a company that sold barbecues and often—
Barbecues galore.
We're not naming names. Maybe. Often people would call in and it's like not working and they wouldn't know the size of the model or whatever. And so Hayley would go, oh, can you measure the length of the burner? And so from there they go, oh, 6 centimeters. She goes, oh, well, you've got the 4.4, so all good.
That's amazing.
And she figures it out from there. So,
but also relatable. I don't know anything about my barbecue.
Yeah.
Like if I had to call someone and say what was wrong with it or what model it was, I'd go, oh, it's a silver one.
Yeah, so
like literally no
very
idea.
Normal apparently.
Very
so Hayley
normal.
Goes, tell us this one specific bit, and from there I'll figure the rest out. She's a gun.
Oh my God, a barbecue genius.
Yeah. One day this guy calls and goes, something's wrong with my barbecue. And
I've got a barbecue. Like Barbie question.
Hayley says casually, can you measure the length of your boner for me?
No.
That's what he said. And she went, burner. I meant burner. And he went, oh, 4.3. And like, and it was real like fucking weird dirty on it. Yeah.
Well, and because she just feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Hayley doesn't work there anymore.
No,
she wasn't
because
fired.
Of that.
No, she wasn't fired. But I think it gave her the ick and she was like, yeah, no, nah, maybe it is time for me to move on.
But she's a barbecue genius. She's not living out her dream anymore.
But that was her first, like, while at uni, young job. So I think she's like moved on and whatever. But
bigger and better things. Bigger and better bonus.
As per the segment, still keeps her up at night. And wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Oh.
Especially to an old guy without doesn't have a sense of humor. The kind of guy calling customer service at a barbecue place. Yeah, you know the type.
Real
of guy.
No personality. Yeah. I can't even imagine like how you would explain that. To some, like if someone was a real Karen about it and you're like, you're talking to this guy and he's just like, oh, what did you say to me? It's an obviously, but like you can see
just
how
gaslight him. I said burner.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're the one who's got a dirty mind.
Also gaslight. Was that a gag?
No, it wasn't. Oh, I mean,
yeah. Oh, love you, Hayley. Sorry about that.
Max works as a waiter.
Hi, Max.
I went up to a table and asked how everything was. They said great, and my brain didn't know if it was saying perfect or good, so I just said pud. And the guests at the table all just went silent and I just stood there, says Max, in silence for seconds and then...
Oh, I just got chills. Sorry.
And then I just sort of walked off. Like no one acknowledged, like everyone heard it. It stopped, but no one went, oh, like perfect good or like,
just like laugh it off to like make it.
No,
yeah,
they just went.
Like if someone said pud, I would probably just go, oh, yeah. Like, you know, you just.
Yeah, no, and they just wouldn't give him, they just.
Oh. Or would you go, yeah, we'd love some. He's like, he means pudding.
Yeah.
Do you have any dessert menu?
A little bit of pud, a little bit of pud.
You didn't say that was Gustin.
Yeah, a bit. Safi did the same.
Safi, love that name.
Yeah. Safi comments a lot in the Tony and Ryan Facebook group. This bloke with a big smile came in.
Oh.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Beautiful.
My brain didn't know if I was saying, I'm not too bad or I'm all right. So I just said, I'm not all right. The guy's smile disappears and he just goes, I'm sorry to hear that.
Like rough day, Saf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Safi says this happened almost 5 years ago and I still think about it every day. And I wonder if that guy's still thinking about me, being like, oh, that poor girl, the thing one day she's doing. I just want him to know that except for the memory of that interaction, everything actually is fine.
I'm really good. I'm really good.
But I need him to know that I'm fine.
Do you reckon it makes it better or worse that he was nice about it?
Worse, way worse.
Because you kind of want someone to be like, oh.
Yeah, if he just goes, what? And you go, oh, sorry, I meant good.
Oh,
no,
I jumbled my words up.
Yeah, like what a nice guy.
And because you fucked that up and he's going, oh, it'll get, like your day will get better, don't worry. You can't then go, oh, nah, fucked up.
No,
like,
joking,
loser.
Mate, all good, yeah.
Yeah, oh, you tried to be nice to me,
way to be empathetic,
idiot.
You loser.
Yeah, like, oh, you trying to be nice, fuck off.
Lame.
Yeah, so you can't then like back that up with comedy
because
he was
all right.
Really nice.
Oh, sorry to hear that, sweetheart. Keep your head up. Jacqueline worked at the service department at a car dealership.
Oh, gosh.
A customer was complaining about an issue that we both worked out we couldn't fix. But he was polite and he said, oh, thanks for your time anyway. My brain didn't know if it was saying you're welcome or no problem. So I just said, your problem.
And he was being so nice about it as well.
And Jacqueline, he was being cool. But Jacqueline said it was like in the motion, like, your problem. And it already hung up before she had the chance to go, oh, so, yeah. And just like goes, your problem, and just hangs up on him.
Sucker!
Your problem, bitch. Shame.
Hi, this is Jess from Long Riston, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion typers over at our Patreon on this fine Wednesday. Maddie Piazza. Madison Clark, good on you, Madison.
Madison Clark.
Yeah, Madison Clark. Taylor Holbert.
Yep.
Rebecca Anderson and Lauren Booth. Lauren Booth.
Lauren Booth.
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 B-U-F-E. Lauren Buffet, maybe like Buffet. Phoebe Buffet.
Or Hyacinth Bouquet in Keeping Up Appearances. Have you ever watched that?
That was so many words.
If you had a great.
Sorry, can someone acknowledge how many words that was?
If you had a great grandma, you would have watched Keeping Up Appearances with her. It was like a very early 90s, maybe late 80s British sitcom.
Oh, no, I don't
and
think
And her last seen... name was Bucket, but she was always trying to be fancy. She'd be like, it's Bouquet.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Like when people say Tajay instead of Target. Meant it. Yeah.
That was a great but awful show that I watched with my nana way too many times.
Yeah, right.
You know how, like, you're in the supermarket, you bump into someone you know, and then you're both doing the aisles the opposite way, and then you have to run into them 10 times.
And you have to do the, every time.
I would just leave, obviously. I'll come back and do my shopping another time because that's just so awkward.
This is where online shopping comes to play, I think.
So I'm having that situation play out over many weeks while I'm doing laps of the block. We heard of your issues doing laps of the block yesterday, but Mabel and I were out strolling the other morning and getting our steps in.
Nice.
And most mornings we go out and do the big block, which for those playing along at home is about 3,200 steps is the big block.
Whoa.
And we're walking the other day and this girl's running towards us and she's got a big smile on her face.
Oh, great.
And she pops out an AirPod and goes, Ryan, I'm listening to the show. I'm listening to the podcast.
Oh.
And her name's Jacko, lovely girl. She lives down the road, like somewhere around the block. And I go, good to meet you, Jacko. Thanks so much for supporting the pod. I'd love to. This is Mabel. Mabel, meet Jacko. Jacko, meet Mabel. It, like, real lovely. And she goes, have a great day, guys. Have a good walk. You know?
And she's on her run. She piffs off.
Yeah,
nice.
She goes off. Great.
That's really nice.
It is really nice. The thing that's not nice for Jacko is that we have unintentionally, like, synced up our running and walk times.
No.
Because we've had our little, hi, nice to meet you, how's it going?
Yeah.
But then a few days later, me and Mabel are out for our walk and here comes Jacko and she goes, hey, guys.
Yeah, listening to you again. Yeah. Episode every day.
In the last 2 weeks.
Stop.
I've met Jacko's mum when she was going for a walk with her mum.
Oh.
Jacko has met my mum because my mum came over and I was like, let's go for a walk. And then we met Jacko and I was like, oh, Jacko, this is mum. Mum's like,
and
how do you know Jacko?
And then I was there and my mum. Sorry.
Do you want to come over and go for a walk? Maybe Jacko can be your new mum.
Can't bring my mum.
Jacko can be your mum.
Sounds like mums are a prerequisite of.
BJ, my dog, now knows Jacko. Jacko's mum now knows Mabel quite well. Because
they're
just
chatting.
Yeah,
they're texting.
Yeah. And it's just like, I think Jacko's moving in because it's just like, oh, we've all met each other's family. We've broken the ice. And
it's so funny.
But it's sort of like it's run its course to the point where Jacko's run around the corner the other day and I saw in her face go, for fuck's sake, can this bloke just leave me alone?
Fuck. And because, how many times can you, like.
Yeah.
We know it. Like, you know.
I'm giving permission to Jacko because I know she listens most mornings on her run.
Okay.
So
hi, Jacko. Lovely to meet you. Sorry you can't meet my mum. Neither can Ryan.
I give you permission, and this will be the test to see if you've been listening.
Yeah.
To next time you see me to go, for fuck's sake, will you leave me alone?
Yeah, that's fair. Or can I say that to you, actually? Is that offer open to everyone or just Jacko? No, it's just Jacko.
Why do you want to say it? You
nah, know? All good. No. Just asking.
So you again, I go, yeah, we both work here.
Yeah.
This isn't coincidence chat.
Next to each other.
That name after your one, that's me. Yeah,
that's you.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think we could split the difference here. As funny as that is, and it sounds like Jacko wouldn't mind telling you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, which is good time.
Yeah, she sounds like a good bitch.
Yeah.
I think that maybe we could split the difference. And Jacko, we give you permission to leave your headphones in and do a little smile, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Feel free to not. We don't have to do the dance every time. You can go.
Oh no, we've sort of got to that already.
Like, oh, but that's fine though.
Yeah.
I think that part's fine. Okay. It's when you feel like you have to do the conversation every time. Oh, you again.
I'll be like, on our lap, you don't see that many people. Like, it's kind of a novelty to see someone.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, then I think that's okay. Yeah. Even though, yeah, I would pay good money to see her tell you to go fuck yourself. That's just fun. That's entertainment.
Well, actually, maybe I'll get her to film and we'll put it in the group.
Yeah.
Next time I see Jacko.
Whip your phone out.
Tell me to go fuck myself.
Yeah.
I'll make sure Mabel has headphones in. Earmuffs.
This is social proof as well that Ryan's not lying. Yeah. He's like, fuck, we've got an episode tomorrow. What should we talk about?
I'll invent someone called Jacko that doesn't exist.
But this sounds like a lot better than what I told you yesterday because you haven't asked Jacko to kiss yet. Which is, you know.
Should I? Is that the next step?
We've
met each other's parents.
Yeah. Like. Ask for permission. Yeah. It's all, you know, above board.
Yeah. But.
So the wife swap's on.
It sounds
You're
like.
You're going to live with Tobes and I'm going to live with Bridge.
So how long were you wife swapping?
I don't know.
Like the night?
Wasn't that show like for 3 weeks?
Oh, no. Maybe 2 nights max.
Oh.
You have to look after Mabel. You can hang out with Jacko and go for
You walks. Can just send Mabel to our house if that would be simpler because then I get to sleep in my own bed. I'd protect her from the roof leak so she would be dry.
It's not baby swap for nothing. That's called kidnapping. What we're talking about is a wife swap.
But if the thing is that I have to look after Mabel, I would be happy to just do that.
Yeah, but so would Bridget. So you guys can do that at my house.
Yeah.
And me and Torvald look after
But then I get to
Pippa.
Sleep in my own bed though.
I don't think you're understanding the swapping part.
But I really
See, what you're
like
saying is I want to swap, but I will
Baby
keep everything of mine. Yeah. Which is not a wife
not
swap.
Not the same thing, no.
Or are you saying I think this is what you're saying. You want Bridget to move into your place and Torps to move into my place.
Oh, yeah. Would Bridget like the fire at my house? That's good.
She would. She would. Yeah.
We could make bread together.
She would like that.
Yeah.
I think she would like, you got the spare, you got a spare room for her to sleep?
We don't have a spare room. She could bunk in with me. We've got a king bed.
You got
bed.
A king bed. You better, guys, barely see each other.
You, all four of us could sleep in there and not even touch.
Should we do that one? No, but except for the not touching.
Yeah.
All right. What do you love to see, Tony Lodge?
I've got a love to see here from Nick DeRoz. Sent this to us in Patreon and I really love to see this.
Okay.
Nick messaged and said, I was listening to an old episode from Feb last year and I just want to offer some credit to Tony for the stand-up paddleboard attempts. I'm listening to all the supdates from back in the day.
Supdates, fuck, that's funny. Good on us.
Yeah, that is funny. Yeah. Thank you. I'm listening to all the supdates from back in the day again, so re-listening, feeling like a complete piece of shit because I got my stand-up paddleboard in November last year and I still haven't used it. Credit to Tony where credit is due.
Credit for what?
I used mine once.
Did you stand on it?
It's not about the standing. It's about using it. I still used it.
Do you reckon you'll stand on it by the end of the year? Or have you moved on?
Well, now I'm really far away from any water.
Mm.
Like, where would I stand on it? Like, put it in the bath?
Hot tub? Hot tub, maybe. Is there a Coburg pool?
Oh, there is a pool, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, the lake.
Reservoir. Where's the raft? I forgot how to talk about it.
Anyway, I messaged Nick back and I said, Nick, can I use this on the podcast? Because maybe this would just show that, yeah, I did really, I did a red hot go. And Nick said, absolutely you can. Because every time I hear any mention of it and Ryan giving you shit, I'm like, fuck, at least you got out on the water. I live on a lake and I'm 10 minutes from the beach. And mine's a hard board, so I don't even have to pump it up, and I still haven't used it.
Is he Melbourne?
No, I don't think so.
Do we want to just give it a crack? before winter really sets in.
And I feel Nick, go for it. Or me.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like.
Yeah.
With, I'm trying really hard to not do like a Game of Thrones winter is coming thing. But like, I feel like we've only got a few weeks before it really turns. It's
already pretty
That's
cold.
That's what I mean. If we don't do it now, like it.
Why do I have to do anything?
I mean,
great
I don't. Question.
Yeah.
Great. But do you want to? What if I, instead of being a dick, I came with you and like was supportive?
No, because it's
and
not.
And tried myself.
I don't need your support to do it. I have one. I've got two treadmills. I've got one center
paddle
board.
Okay, I get mixed up.
But what
Can we treadmill to the beach?
I'm
that's not how they work.
I'm not bringing this up because I like feel like I need to do more. I'm saying that there's someone out there doing less. And I said, Nick. And
cheers to that.
Yeah. And I said, Nick, can I fucking tear you open on the podcast and let everybody know that you're worse than me? And he said, fuck
it on.
Yeah, you can.
Bring it on.
So, Nick, thanks for being even worse at stand-up.
It's an honour and a privilege.
But maybe you know what? It's actually not us.
It's you.
The curse of the stand-up paddle boards. They don't want to be used. That's what I'm saying.
I've never heard a gassier gaslighter or a victim blamer or whatever the saying is.
I'm just saying that maybe it's the stand-up paddle board's fault, not the user. That's all.
Okay.
Have you got a you love to see it?
Chloe.
Thanks for sharing that, Nick. Nick Thanks, was also Nick. The person that remembered that it was like our 600th episode. We had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the friend that remembers your wedding anniversary and goes, oh, happy wedding anniversary. And you go, what?
Nick, can you do me a favor and remind us when we're at about 9:20, 9:30.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then we'll have a big run-up and know that we've got our 1,000th on
coming
the way.
Up. Yeah, so Nick, Nick's now got a big project on of counting those.
Yeah, okay.
So he won't be able to sup and that's fine. We'll give you that.
So if we just click 600, does that mean we're still a year or so off, eh?
Hang on. If we've just hit 600
yeah.
and we've been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah, but remember we started, we didn't start 5 days a week.
True, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I don't know.
It's about 2 years? 2 years?
A year and a half.
Year and a half? Okay.
What if I want a bit of time off?
Yeah, it's a great
Do you
question.
Know what I mean? Like, yeah. What if I want to have a bit of time off? Hot girl summer.
You got somewhere to be.
Just like sometimes I think about what if I just had some time off.
What would you do? Go stand up paddleboarding?
Yes. I went with Nick. Nick and I are going to go.
My love to see it is from Chloe.
Hi, Chloe. Is it Chloe Mauingoa?
I don't know how I know her.
That's funny. That's made me angry.
This sounds like a phone in of you love to see it, but I think if we give it enough energy, it fucking hits.
All right.
Chloe says, you know what I love to see? That notification from the bank app saying you've been paid.
Yeah.
You've already earned the money. You know it's on the way, but it still just really makes your day when your phone, and you go, what's that? And you go, oh. Payday.
I don't have that notification.
Don't you?
Is that available?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have that?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually didn't know that was a notification. Oh, I've just checked my phone. There isn't one.
Yeah. Must be broken.
I don't have it. Yeah, that's not working.
Have I not been paid this whole time? but Chloe says, don't you love to see that?
That's an amazing notification to get.
Yeah.
I like that. You do love to see that.
So for this building, we had to pay a bit of rent in advance. So I had to move like a bit of the bond and the first 3 months up front. So I had to move some like more bigger numbers than maybe normal to pay for this building.
And it's like flashing up.
Yeah. And so I was showing my cousin-in-law, Darcy, a video on my phone.
Yeah.
And this notification popped up. It's like, you've received, and it's received from just our other account.
Yeah, just transferred from our savings.
And it's like, renting it, so it's actually money going out, but it looked like money coming in. And he was looking at my phone and goes, oh,
what a flex,
righto.
And so, if you're trying to impress someone, transfer some money over.
That's actually a great idea. Imagine that you're on a first date and you go, oh, check out this video, and then this thing pops up, like, oh, you've been paid, and then you go, oh, yeah, just my daily pay.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that just comes through every 5 minutes.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I'm just very important and rich. So, but thanks for sharing that, Chloe.
That's
I agree.
Yeah.
Tony, actually get the app though, it does get you.
Yeah, I didn't know it did that. That's great.
It gets you going.
Yeah, juice you up once a month when you get paid. That's good.
All right, have a great day, everyone. We'll chat to you later on.
Love you. Bye.